Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
You ready? Are you ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi underscore Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday. Happy Halloween to all of you out there celebrating later on tonight. Make sure you celebrate safely. But we got the whole crew with us. Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown. Actually, not the entire crew, because Sean Ha is off and Addie Bates is off as well. So not the entire crew, but we have a crew nonetheless to wrap up this work week. Nick Kostos, he will be joining us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Baltimore Ravens. Two-game win streak for Baltimore? Can we call it that yet? I mean, that's what's happened. Back-to-back victories for the Ravens over the lowly Miami Dolphins. As always, if you miss anything throughout these 4 hours, and we are going to get to a lot. We got the NFL, big weekend in college football, World Series Game 6 tonight in Toronto, NBA, NHL, Breeders' Cup. If you miss anything over these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And because we are so kind and putting the content on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have two guests who will be joining us on the program today, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, Colin Wilson, will check in with us for his weekly Friday spot, giving us best bets in Week 10 in college football, which is headlined by a pair of games in the SEC. Vandy at Texas and Oklahoma at Tennessee. That OU-Tennessee game, a very massive game for college football playoff implications. Like, the winner of that will be set up nicely to potentially make a run at the CFP. Oh, by the way, first CFP rankings from the committee coming out on Tuesday. It's that time of year, folks. So a massive weekend ahead in college football. And then at 5:40 Eastern, horse racing expert, host of the Magic Mike Show, Samo Bombs at Racing Dudes, Ready, Set, Bet for our friends over at VSiN. Mike Somich returns to us here on You Better You Bet. He'll give out his best bets for Week 9 in the NFL, as well as the Breeders' Cup going on today and tomorrow. Horse racing back in our lives, which means Mike Somich back in our lives at 5:40 Eastern time. But let's go ahead and get into what we saw last night, Thursday Night Football, Ravens beating the Miami Dolphins 28-6. And before we get into the meat of it, and obviously the news of the day as well as it pertains to the Miami Dolphins, just a quick note, because like, it just continues, you know, just lay the chalk and you win. Like, that's what it is. Last week, week 8, 11-2 ATS were the favorites. Best win percentage in a week in 40 years. And let's just kick off week 9 with another favorite covering by margin. Baltimore covers the 7.5, and this one was a no-sweat winner for those of you on the Baltimore Ravens. I talked about teasing the Ravens. Those teaser legs obviously made it through, so we got some nice tickets on some of the games this week and getting those boosted up 6 points with the teaser legs. So hopefully those cover, and we get the fruits of our labor with Baltimore covering last night. But the big news out of the NFL today here on this Friday, happy Halloween, Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins, the general manager Chris Greer and the Dolphins have mutually parted ways after Greer was the GM since 2016. And of course, this comes off of the heels of last night's embarrassing loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Miami had made the playoffs 3 times in Chris Greer's tenure. For those of you scoring at home, no bueno. That's not good. You need to produce a hell of a lot more winning seasons than just 3 playoff appearances as general manager. Now, I didn't think that this was going to be the news that we would get when we woke up this morning. I thought it might be the head coach as opposed to the GM. You could have maybe told me both got fired, but it's just the general manager in Chris Greer. And senior personnel executive Champ Kelly will serve as the interim GM, which is a big deal since the trade deadline, oh, by the way, coming up on Tuesday in the NFL. And Chris, Champ Kelly, rather, will have some big decisions to make on his hand with a number of veteran players on that Dolphins roster being talked about amongst the NFL circles as a potential trade candidates. I mean, think about Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, Matthew Judon. The list goes on and on for these Miami Dolphins, who are now 2-7 and might be looking to be sellers at Tuesday's deadline. But for me, as it pertains to the Dolphins, and we'll get to the Ravens a little bit later, I don't think they're as interesting as the Miami part of the last night's equation. This is a start for Miami. An emphasis on start. Because they have a lot of work to do if they're going to eventually turn this thing around. I mean, watching the game last night, and they're showing cutaways to Dan Marino up there in the luxury suite. He's got his aquamarine teal jacket on, whatever the hell you want to call the color. And you could just see, he looks like a disappointed father watching like his kids just absolutely poop the bed in front of national audience. Like, he looks so just like, oh, I mean, can you believe how these guys are playing? Like, that's the facial expression that Dan Marino had. And, like, this is an all-time great player. Like, yeah, I know he didn't win a Super Bowl, but an all-time great quarterback. And he's watching the team that he loves, the team that he's been a part of trying to help build, and it's terrible. And a lot of that falls on Chris Greer, the general manager, who picks the players. Like, Chris Greer, I know he's gotten a lot of flack for drafting Tua over Justin Herbert back in 2020 during that draft. Like, think back at that one, how that's aged like milk. But I will say this, because I know a lot of people will bring that up. Like, let's be honest about it, and let's not have revisionist history. There were a lot of people that were like team Tua over Herbert in that 2020 draft. It wasn't just Chris Greer. Like, I don't think in real time people were like, oh my goodness, can you believe he drafted Tua over Herbert? Like, Herbert's years at Oregon weren't that great, which is why Mario Cristobal has been getting a lot of flack for what he's been doing with talented rosters. But like, he got flack for drafting Tua over Herbert. And that, I can at least say, you know what? GMs make mistakes. The problem for Chris Greer is the doubling down on the mistake. Because even a couple of years ago, when they decided, hey, we want to make Tua our franchise quarterback, it was the wrong decision. Too many of these teams fall into, well, what's our alternative? Let's just give this guy a boatload of money. Well, look at you now. Where did that get you? For Chris Greer, it got him unemployed. But, like, where did it get the Miami Dolphins as a whole with Tua Tagovailoa, who, like, we have to talk about it. It's part of Tua's story. The concussion issues that are there with him, who knows how long he plays. And also, too, concussions aside, just look at how he's playing when he's on the field. Does that look like a face of the franchise? What we saw last night, does that look like a quarterback that you think can win you multiple playoff games and win the Super Bowl, which is the ultimate goal for all 32 teams across the NFL? At least that's what they tell us. But to me, like, that was the big issue and the big mistake by Chris Greer, doubling down and saying, we're going to give this guy this monster extension after we all knew, hey, man, this is not it. Yeah, like, Tua could be a pretty good quarterback. Maybe, yeah, you can win 8-9 games. But if you actually want to hoist the Lombardi Trophy, this is not it. But it's not just Chris Greer. It's also the head coach. The head coach, Mike McDaniel, who last night, you could see the facial expressions, how he was emoting, cussing at guys, yelling at players. Like, this was as expressive as we've seen Mike McDaniel in his coaching tenure as the Miami Dolphins head coach. And ESPN's Adam Schefter earlier this afternoon reported that Mike McDaniel will be the head coach for at least the end of the regular season for the Miami Dolphins. He ain't going anywhere, at least for the time being. Make it make sense. Honestly, like, make it make sense. This dude has been done as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He was done at the end of last year, which is why the owner, Stephen Ross, had to issue the statement saying that Greer and McDaniel would be back in 2025. If all was gravy, you don't have to issue that statement. But he issued the statement because there was a legitimate argument for firing this dude at the end of December last year. And now this year, the team is sitting here at 2-7 at the midway point. Like, last night, the fan base, and they told you they were pretty much done with Mike McDaniel and this Dolphins operation as currently constructed, because you could hear the boos all throughout the stadium. And I know, Jake, you have the cut ready to roll for this one. Listen to this, folks. If you did not hear this clip last night or early this morning on social media, this was Mike McDaniel when he was asked by the Miami Dolphins reporters after the game what it was like hearing all of the boos as they were getting their tails kicked by the Baltimore Ravens.
Personally, it's, you know, you want to dictate the terms, you want to fix stuff, and it sucks. That sucks. All of that does. But, you know, I think it's a pretty consistent formula of, you know, fans enjoy winning. And so our expectation is that we have to do the work and do the right things.
Do the work and do the right things. Fans enjoy winning. Buddy, you haven't been winning. Once again, 2-7 as the Dolphins head coach this year. This is coming off of a season where they had failed expectations last year in 2024 after getting off to a 2-6 start. Like, I think the issue here for the Miami Dolphins, because, like, I've seen people make the case, well, like, you know, the players haven't entirely quit, and look at Mike McDaniel's offense, like, he runs good plays. Two things can be true, in my opinion, in this situation, as in most situations, because there's nuance to everything in life. Mike McDaniel, I believe, is smart, and I believe he does call good plays. But Mike McDaniel is not a head coach. That I feel really confident in saying. And the Dolphins, they don't need a play caller. They need a head coach, because for the last couple of years, they don't have one. They have a guy who has a title of head coach, but they don't have an actual head coach. And just think about everything that we know about Miami over these last couple of years. I mean, I hate to say it because it might sound cliche, but it's the honest truth. This team is just soft, man. They are. They didn't like, a couple of years ago, Vic Fangio, when he was a defensive coordinator. He was working them too hard, wasn't a personality fit with Mike McDaniel as the head coach, Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator. Oh, all Vic Fangio has done is won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, an actual serious organization, as opposed to what the Miami Dolphins are doing. Like, we see them every year struggling in short yardage. Here's this end around. Here's this horizontal play. Like, the whole thing screams soft. Like, that's what it is for the Miami Dolphins. And at least for right now, the head coach isn't going anywhere. I'm assuming they'll make the decision later on in early January when we realize that this team is still going to be really, really bad. And Stephen Ross says, I can't continue with this. Like, I don't expect Mike McDaniel to be the head coach of Miami in 2026. I mean, if he is, Dolphins season ticket holders, sell those bad boys. Don't renew if that's the case, because you don't want to see what's going to happen next year if this guy comes back. But Mike McDaniel is also just a part of the equation. Like, Tua, in my opinion, needs to be benched. Like, you can't do it anymore with Tua. As I said, this guy is not the quarterback of the future. Why are we continuing down this path? And the problem with the Dolphins and Tua is a problem that you see in all walks of life, whether it's sports or in business or whatever. The problem is the sunk cost fallacy with Tua. That's the main issue. They gave him the massive contract, and now kicks in the sunk cost fallacy. And for those who might not know the sunk cost fallacy, it is the phenomenon whereby a person is reluctant to abandon a strategy or course of action because they have invested heavily in it, even when it is clear that abandonment would be more beneficial. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2025 Miami Dolphins. Whether it's the head coach, whether it's the quarterback, the sunk cost fallacy is drowning the Miami Dolphins. And last night, you look at how Tua was playing in the game. Oh, you know, like, his stats weren't that bad, had an interception. Look at his QBR, which, once again, 0 out of 100. Posting a QBR of 22.7 against a Ravens defense that's not even good. 22.7 in a home game against a bad defense. What more do we need to see? Anybody out there making the case for Tua Tagovailoa as potential Super Bowl winning quarterback? What more do the Dolphins need to see? Now, you might say, hey, Femi, well, Tua's got a massive contract. How do they get out of that? Buddy, we just went over the sunk cost fallacy. You got to get out of that thing and then just charge on forward. Look at the Denver Broncos, what they did a couple of years ago with Russell Wilson's contract. That was a massive deal. Denver ate an $88 million dead cap hit. If the Dolphins cut Tua after this season, heading into this offseason, it is a $99.2 million dead cap hit. It's brutal, and it is a tough pill to swallow, but it is a necessary pill to swallow because this operation is going absolutely nowhere with Mike McDaniel as head coach and Tua Tagovailoa as the quarterback. On the other side, we'll hit all the other top stories throughout the world of sports, including tonight's Game 6 in the World Series.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys here on this Friday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, rather, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Ravens' win over the Miami Dolphins last night on Thursday Night Football. Baltimore now 3-5, starting to charge towards that AFC North like we all talked about over the last week or so, with the Steelers fumbling the bag, losing to the Bengals, losing to the Packers, and now here we are with the Baltimore Ravens right on their heels after last night's win. And of course, the Miami Dolphins parting ways with their general manager, Chris Greer, after Greer was the GM since 2016. This was not a situation that needed to continue, at least from a front office standpoint. You could also argue that for the coaching standpoint. That's my opinion, but hey, according to Stephen Ross and according to sources, Mike McDaniel will remain the head coach for the Miami Dolphins this season and maybe even beyond. I think that'd be a horrendous mistake, but that's what they're reporting out of Miami, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. So Nick, we'll talk about that coming up to begin the 4 o'clock hour. 20 minutes from now, we'll get into the popular betting sides in the NFL and college football this week. Some interesting games to go over in terms of the most popular sides, especially in college football. We got a fun slate, an intriguing slate here. Excited to pour through those games courtesy of John Ewing and all the BetMGM insights that we get at this time each and every week. But let's go ahead and get to what we need to get to right now here at 3:20 Eastern time, which is our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, joining us in his spot here on the Daily on You Better You Bet. Bill, how we doing here on this Thursday afternoon? Happy Halloween to you and yours out there back east in New York.
Happy Halloween to all the You Better You Bet listeners. If that's your thing, go out, have a good time, and gamble slash drink responsibly. Although, you know, yes. I didn't when I used to do Halloween. But hey.
What is it? It's like do as I say, don't do as I did.
Yeah, don't it's do like, as yeah, I did. Yeah, and I'm guessing many of the You Better You Bet crew don't do as we did.
Yeah, Halloween was a real riot back in the day. I'm actually going to a Halloween party tomorrow.
Costume?
And I'm going. So yeah, the costume is very not lame, but it's very easy. Like, so I was talking to my wife about it a couple weeks ago. I was like, I don't want to dress up whatsoever. Like, I just want to wear what I wear usually on the weekends. So she actually came up with the idea. It's like, well, you should go as like a DJ. And I was like, you know what? I actually like that idea. So like, I got like this like big old like DJ thing that she created out of like a cardboard box and got like plates on it that are spray painted black to look like they're like discs or whatever. And there's like some colored buttons. So it's like a whole like DJ sort of situation. I'm just gonna wear like a t-shirt and like the chain that I always wear. Like it's just gonna be like how I usually dress every single day. But I'm just gonna have this thing around my neck as like my little DJ kit, and that'll be my Halloween costume because I'm a lazy POS when it comes to dressing up for Halloween. left that back in my like, high
school.
I hope
you were gonna go as Fred Schmaltz.
No, so I do have my Fred Schmaltz suit still. You know, they come in handy when I get invited to weddings. But yeah, we're not going as Fred Schmaltz. We don't want to relive and celebrate those days because some of those days were not as fun to look back on. So we look forward to more fun things. But yeah, that is what Halloween will be for me tomorrow. And tonight we'll just be handing out candy here at the Abebefe household. So all the trick-or-treaters will roll through. I do not know where the candy stash is because my wife smartly hid it from me. Otherwise, I might have taken that down throughout this week. But hey, you know what? Happy Halloween out there for everybody who was looking to celebrate tonight. As we will be celebrating by also watching sports tonight because we got some big stuff to get to this evening, especially in baseball. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
You said it, Femi. It's baseball because it's World Series Game 6. Blue Jays have an opportunity to close out the LA Dodgers and win the franchise's third World Series. Kevin Gausman is going to go for the Jays. And they'll have to beat the great Yoshinobu Yamamoto. That's right. Yamamoto, who's 3-1 with a 1.57 ERA, 26 Ks and 28 2/3. This postseason, he's been absolutely lights out. Should be an electric game tonight. Dodgers are minus 140, Jays plus 120, Femi, over at BetMGM.
Yeah, this is a really, really fun atmosphere and a fun game, a fun setup, because you have the awesome Yamamoto on the mound against this great Blue Jays lineup in an absolute raucous environment at the Rogers Center. Yamamoto already did it in game two last week on a Saturday when he went the distance. Can he go the distance tonight? I mean, that seems doubtful, right? Like, I would not expect him to go out there and pitch another complete game, but man, if he goes out there and dominates, this is a really like legendary performance potentially for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. For me, my opinion on how this game plays out, I think Yamamoto has another good outing. Not as good as it was in game two, but good enough to get the Dodgers the win. Like, I agree with the betting market that the Dodgers should be favored. And I'm looking around at other sports books right now. Like, there is interest in Toronto. Like, you can find some minus 136, minus 137 out there. So I've not placed this bet just yet, but I will be placing a bet on the Los Angeles Dodgers to force a game seven. Now, when we get to the game seven, I think Toronto actually pulls it off on a Saturday night at home. But tonight, I think it's a really nice spot for the Dodgers to get right, because it feels like, oh, this is like a coronating moment for the Blue Jays and everyone's excited. I just don't know if we're going to get it tonight. I do think we get it Saturday night. So give me the Dodgers. As for how everyone else is betting this game, 65% of the bets are on the Blue Jays money line at plus 120. 59% of the handle, though, is on the Dodgers at minus 140. Of course, you have to lay a bit more money to get some bang for your buck if you're going to back the favorite in baseball, laying that juice. 62% of the bets and 71% of the handle is on over 7.5. It's a little bit lower than what it's usually been in this series. We've been flirting with 8, 8.5, but you get Yamamoto on the mound, you get Gausman on the mound, you're going to get 7.5. for your total, even though these lineups on paper are really, really strong. 64% of the bets, 77% of the handles on Dodgers on the run line. You had to lay 1.5 there at plus 115. I could kind of get down with that, but I'm just going to go ahead and just lay the minus 140. Let's not have to sweat out needing to win this bad boy by 2 runs or more. So give me the Dodgers tonight to force that game seven. As for the most popular player props, the fifth most popular is Yoshinobu Yamamoto at over 18.5 outs at minus 149. Fourth most popular, Yamamoto over 6.5 strikeouts. That's at even money. Third most popular, Alejandro Kirk to hit a homer at plus 700. Second most popular, Shohei Ohtani to hit a homer at plus 195. And then the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Vlad Guerrero Jr. to hit a home run plus 400. So the home run props and the Yamamoto props are what people like in this game. I do like Yamamoto to go out there and shove, as we say here on You Better, You Bet. I think the Dodgers force the game seven. I think Toronto wins it Saturday night. So give me Dodgers minus 140 as my bet for game six in the World Series. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Let's move over to the NFL, Femi, because we've got a big one here for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Travis Hunter has been placed on the IR. Head coach Liam Cohen said this was a non-contact injury for his right knee, happened in Thursday's practice. He's going on the IR, so he's out at least 4 weeks, but they're still assessing the injury here, Femi. There's no details as to exactly what this injury is and really how long he's going to be out.
Yeah, this is brutal. Honestly, this is brutal. On one hand, brutal for the Jacksonville Jaguars, because it felt like they were like, all right, starting to get Travis Hunter a little bit more involved in offense, had somewhat of a plan for Travis Hunter after what we saw in the London game against the Los Angeles Rams. And you could argue that, hey, yeah, some of this was in garbage time, et cetera, but Travis Hunter's a really good wide receiver. And I think that they wanted to kind of make him more of a focal point on this offense, especially with the inconsistencies of Brian Thomas Jr. and also the injuries that he's been dealing with as well. So for this Sunday, it makes a lot of sense as to why the betting market sees this news and says, you know what? It's time to bet the Raiders because all the threes are gone. This was a point spread that was 3.5 earlier in the week. We're now crossed through that key number of 3. It's 2.5 everywhere. And I think that's the right move. Like, the Raiders are very, very live to pull off this win. I am hoping like hell the Raiders win this game because I have a pretty big bet on their win total over from the summertime. So I'll be rooting for the Raiders to get this dub. But a massive loss for the Jaguars. And it sucks for those of you who've been betting the awards. Like, I have, like, talked about 100-1 Travis Hunter a couple of weeks ago. Bet 50-1 earlier this week. didn't see this coming because the guy got injured in practice. Like, what can you do with that, you know? Like, it's just kind of a frustrating situation. Travis Hunter, pretty much, like, it's over for him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Like, that's done. He was never going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year because he's not playing as much on defense. But, like, he had, like, a legitimate path on offense, seeing as that they were going to get him more involved. And now missing at least four games. And that's how they're framing it. At least four games. And Liam Cohen, for those who were in attendance at the press conference, seemed pretty despondent. Like, didn't seem like he was in high spirits giving this news to those reporters down there in Duval County. I think best case scenario is that he comes back after four games. This might be a little bit longer, maybe heading into December. So just keep this one in mind as we progress throughout the rest of the season here. But a bummer for the Jags. And for those of you who, like me, that bet some O'Roy for Travis Hunter, yeah, you can rip those tickets up. That bad boy's not getting home, unfortunately. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, no surprise here. Jaden Daniels officially back and will be starting for the Washington Commanders. He has practiced all week and is ready for the Commanders' Sunday night football game against the Seattle Seahawks. This is a huge game for the Commanders, Femi, as they attempt to really save their season. They really need to win this one if they're going to get back in the playoff hunt. So they have Jaden back, but of note, Terry McLaurin will miss another game.
Yeah, this is going to give us an opportunity, I think, to bet the Seattle Seahawks. I'm seeing at one prominent domestic sportsbook, it's 2.5 heavily juiced towards Seattle at -125. Like, I think Seattle's going to win this game. I think Seattle's just a much better team than the Washington Commanders. And yeah, like, Jaden Daniels is the better quarterback. And he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But this roster continues to break down because they're so old. And now with no Terry McLaurin, it's Deebo Samuel and Luke McCaffrey. Like, this is one of the best defenses in the league that they're going up against in the Seattle Seahawks. And oh, by the way, the Seahawks coming off of the bye. So the Seahawks will be rested and a little bit more healthy than what the Commanders, who are on a short week, having played Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, this is one of the worst spots imaginable. And now you're going to be down probably your best offensive player outside of the quarterback. I would never bet the Washington Commanders. This is Seattle or pass. I will end up with a Seattle ticket in pocket. I'm just going to wait to see if maybe people start betting Washington now that Daniels is back. Say, hey, I can get Jaden Daniels +3 at home. Like, that might attract some people. I'm hoping it does, because I would love nothing more than to bet the Seahawks -2.5. But if that doesn't come, I'll still bet Seahawks -3. I think the Seahawks win this one by margin. Give me Seattle Sunday night, as I think Washington, we're starting to learn, not as good as what we saw last year. And this, to me, feels like one of the more disappointing teams in 2025 when we look back on this season. So Seahawks all the way for me. Let's just wait and see where the market goes as we head into the weekend. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, let's move over to the Bears-Bengals game. They're squaring off this weekend. For the Bears, we learned today, actually, running back DeAndre Swift is going to miss the game. For the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson has been listed officially as doubtful. Joe Flacco is questionable with that AC joint sprain. Flacco did talk to the media today, said he feels good. So, Femi, it is uncertain, but it does look like Flacco will most likely be playing for the Bengals this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be a compromise, Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco nonetheless here for the Cincinnati Bengals. You look at the total, and it makes a lot of sense as to why this keeps getting bet over with Trey Hendrickson being doubtful for this game. We're all the way now out to 51. Like, there's going to be some points in this contest just based on how Flacco plays. Like, he wants to push the ball down the field. And obviously, Cincinnati with Higgins and Chase, they have a bunch of weapons that he could distribute the ball to. And this, to me, this needs to be the get right game for Caleb Williams. Like, that's what this is. Like, that's why I'll be watching this game very closely. Like, I want to see Caleb go out there and let it rip and have this look like what it did when they played the Dallas Cowboys back in September. Like, that's what this needs to look like, because this Bengals defense is atrocious. It's horrendous. It is not a good defense whatsoever. And I think the Bears, despite the running back injuries, no DeAndre Swift, I think they should be able to take advantage of the Bengals defense. I think Chicago wins the game. I'm back and forth about whether I want to lay the 2.5, but I might get there just because I don't really like the aspect of Flacco going out there on a sore shoulder. Like, what if somebody lands on that shoulder? All of a sudden, now he's got more issues, and now you got to go turn to Jake Browning. So this was Bears or pass. I'll probably end up betting Chicago once we get to the weekend here, but at 2.5, it's a lot more intriguing than it was earlier when this was like at 3 or whatever. Like, if Flacco plays, I think it's a bet on Chicago. Let's just get that confirmation first, though, before clicking submit on the wager. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Miami Heat 107-101. Victor Wembanyama, 27-18. Man is averaging 30-15, like some sort of Wilt Chamberlain stat line so far this year. Femi, that makes the Spurs 5-0 on the season. That is the first time in franchise history they've won five straight to start the year. Pretty remarkable that the Tim Duncan Pop teams never accomplished that feat. But Wemby keeps doing things all-time greats did not, and he's only 21.
That's the crazy part about this. I'm so stunned that like David Robinson, Tim Duncan, even some of the Kawhi Leonard team, like none of them ever went 5-0. Like, that's pretty wild. But shout out to Wemby for pulling that off here for the San Antonio Spurs. And I do think like these first five games so far this season have given us a glimpse into what the actual upside is for San Antonio. Now, it's early in the NBA season. We're like 11 days into this one. We don't want to draw massive conclusions. But I will say this. Wemby, like, he's playing like he's the best player in the league. Now, is he there right now, like here on October 31st? I don't think so, but he's certainly like a top five player. And if that's the case, that means the ceiling for the Spurs is much higher than we thought it was heading into this season. Like, looking at the odds board right now over at BetMGM, to win the Western Conference, San Antonio's 20-1. That to me doesn't make a lot of sense because they might have the best player in the conference at the end of the season. That's how great Victor Wembanyama is. To me, I think that we need to start taking some long, hard looks at Spurs futures because their upside, if Wemby's going to be playing like this defensively and offensively, I think it's the ceiling has no roof, as Michael Jordan once botched when he was at North Carolina. Like, this ceiling is unlimited for the San Antonio Spurs. So 20-1. It's interesting to me, a difficult Western Conference. On the other side, we'll break down the popular bets in college football and NFL as we wrap up the 3 o'clock hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday afternoon, a Halloween Friday afternoon here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Ravens' win over the Miami Dolphins and what it means for both teams going forward. We know what it means for Miami. It means their general manager is no longer employed, as they parted ways with Chris Greer earlier this afternoon. But it also means that Mike McDaniel will remain as the head coach until the end of the regular season, at least until the end of the regular season. That, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. So Mike McDaniel will not be let go during the season. They're going to play out the rest of the season and evaluate afterwards his status as Dolphins head coach. But Chris Greer, the general manager, no longer holding that role, as Champ Kelly, their senior personnel executive, will be serving as the interim GM ahead of Tuesday's NFL trade deadline. So Nick will talk about all of what we saw last night and the ramifications going forward to begin the 4 o'clock hour. Later on in this segment, we'll hear from our baseball aficionado, Jake Hassan, and Tyler Morales with their bets for game 6 in the World Series. That'll be coming up in a little bit here shortly. But wanted to break down the popular NFL and college football sides that we have this weekend. And of course, we'll start with the NFL, where the fifth most popular bet this week in the NFL is the Denver Broncos +1.5 against the Houston Texans. Now, this is interesting because you look at like the X's and O's and how you think about the game. You see the Broncos pass rush against the Houston Texans offensive line, and you say, wow, major mismatch. And that is the correct thinking. That is a major mismatch. However, I also look at the other side of the ball, and here's Bo Nix against the Houston Texans defense. If there's anything that Houston does really, really well, it is defense. Not just the pass rush. The secondary is also really good, and the linebackers are also pretty good as well. Like that Houston defense, it hasn't gotten the love that they deserve because the team has been struggling, and this is kind of like a playoff game for Houston. When you look at where they're sitting in the standings and the potential tiebreakers that we could be talking about late in December and early in January, this to me feels like a playoff game for the Houston Texans. They're at home, coming off of the win against the 49ers. I think Bo Nix in this offense is going to struggle against this Texans defense. Like, this is like a complete 180 compared to what they saw last Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Like, here's the Cowboys defense, can't get pressure, they can't cover, they can't do anything. Here's the Texans defense, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, secondary that's really, really good. Like, these guys are legit, especially at home on that fast track on the field turf. If I had to bet this game, I would be on the opposite side of where most of the bets are coming in. I would lay the 1.5 with the Houston Texans. Now, you could tease Denver up to 7.5 because I do think 1.5 feels like a pretty solid number. So teasing Denver up to 7.5 makes a lot of sense. Like, is Houston going to win this by margin? I don't really think so. But playing on ways to like find like Houston Texans future stuff, like Houston to make the playoff, that's around like +200. Like, that to me feels like a solid bet ahead of Sunday's game. Because I think if they win this game, there's a chance that they might get in. Maybe we get two AFC South teams in the playoffs. Like, I don't think it's like set in stone that Denver's going to be in. Like, I know they're playing well and they have a pretty good record, but like they lose this game, all of a sudden things get a little bit weird because they still have games against Kansas City on deck as well as the Chargers. So I don't think it's like all the way locked in that the Broncos will be a playoff team. This game, though, will go a long way in deciding which one of these teams will be in the AFC wild card picture. The fourth most popular side comes Monday night with the Dallas Cowboys laying 2.5. And it is important to note the news that we got earlier this afternoon. Jacoby Brissett was taking the first team reps for the Arizona Cardinals today at practice, looking like another Jacoby Brissett game as a Kyler Murray, the guy who owns AT&T Stadium pretty much. Like, Kyler, it's like the fun fact that everybody tosses around anytime that Kyler Murray goes down there to face the Cowboys. Like, he's never lost a game dating back to high school in AT&T Stadium. Like, they call it Jerry World, maybe call it Kyler World. Because whether it's at Allen, Texas, where he was a star quarterback and high school football legend in the state of Texas, or at Oklahoma when he was running around there in the Big 12 title game. And ever since he's been an Arizona Cardinal, the Cardinals have not lost to the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. So I think that angle's been played quite a bit, but apparently the Cowboys have been played a little bit more, as the Cowboys are the fourth most popular side. If anything, like, if it ever got to 3, I would bet Arizona with Jacoby Brissett, because I don't think, based on how the Cardinals have been talking, I don't think there's like this massive drop-off from Kyler to Jacoby Brissett. In fact, like, it sounds like Jacoby Brissett's a way better leader than Kyler Murray. And that's not my words. Like, those are the players pretty much saying it. Like, saying like, oh man, Jacoby will hang out with us after practice and like get in extra work and etc. Like, he's not playing Call of Duty. Like, Jacoby Brissett is about his business. And like, what I know about Jacoby Brissett from people that I've talked to that have been associated with teams that he's been played for, Like, he's like an A-plus human. Like, guys love Jacoby Brissett. So I feel like the Cardinals are really locked in with Brissett at quarterback. And if he's going to be starting, which all indications are here on this Friday, that Brissett's likely going to be the starter on Monday, I think it's Cardinals or pass. And if we ever got to three, I would bet the Arizona Cardinals Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys. Number three is the New England Patriots laying 5.5. That's the third most popular bet this week in the NFL. The big news with this game is that Michael Penix Jr. is no longer on the injury report for the Atlanta Falcons. Penix is good to go, as is their wide receiver Drake London. Both those guys missed last Sunday's game in the embarrassing loss to the Miami Dolphins. I like Atlanta plus the 5.5. I do. Like, I think the Falcons can cover this number. I think the Falcons are actually kind of live to win this game. And maybe I'm just the idiot that keeps betting against the Patriots every week, as I bet against them last week with Cleveland. That didn't go well. But here I am lining up once again, betting against the New England Patriots. In my mind, I feel like I'm upgrading them, but for some reason, it just can't catch up to what their rating is in the market. But like, I just think this is a couple too many points for New England. I mean, they closed, what, 6.5, 7 against the Cleveland Browns? Is there really like a 1.5 point difference between Atlanta and Cleveland? Like, does that make sense to anyone? And I say all that while realizing that the market's also upgrading New England, but I think we're getting a little bit too crazy with that upgrade. And I do love the fact that this is a bet on a Falcons team that's coming off an embarrassing loss. Like, I like that aspect. Like, if there was ever a week where they were locked in throughout the preparation and practice and in the film room, this would be that week. So I like getting the Falcons off of that embarrassing loss to Miami. So give me the 5.5 with Penix back in the fold and Drake London back in the starting lineup as well. The second most popular side in the NFL is the Indianapolis Colts laying 3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, this is Colts week. Like, it just feels like it. It does. And everyone since Monday has been talking about Jonathan Taylor MVP. The Colts are one of the juggernauts in the AFC, one of the contenders, best record in the NFL, Shane Steichen coach of the year, Tyler Warren offensive rookie of the year. Like, everyone's in on the Indianapolis Colts and everyone's out on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's usually the time to do the opposite. Like, I have not placed this bet yet because I don't know if I could stomach it after what happened last Sunday night, betting on the Steelers plus 3.5. And then like they looked good through one half. And it's like, hey, the Steelers are covering. Look at this. And then they fell apart. If I had to bet the game, it actually would be on Pittsburgh at plus 3. I just feel like we're just getting a little over our skis here with the Indianapolis Colts love. And I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast actually earlier this morning, just because he had Peter Schrager on. I'm always interested to see what Schrager hears from around the league and what those guys are talking about in NFL circles. And they were talking about, hey, man, wow, can you believe that Indianapolis is only 3 against Pittsburgh? And, oh, I think the Colts are going to win this by 20. Like, and that's not to throw shade or make fun of them, because we all have our opinions and we all have been right before. We've all been wrong before. But, like, based on people talking like that, that just tells me, hey, man, like, now's not the time to be buying Indianapolis. Because it feels like the prevailing thought is that, wow, the Colts should win this game rather easily. Usually in the NFL, when a game is being talked about that way, that's when it's time to run the other way, or at least not bet the game. So if I had to bet the game, it would be on the Steelers side, fading what a lot of people want to do this week, which is laying the 3 with the Indianapolis Colts. And then finally, the most popular bet this week in the NFL in terms of the sides, for a ticket count at BetMGM, is the Detroit Lions laying 8.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, this to me feels like people are looking to fade the news that we've been getting throughout this week. And Kevin O'Connell and this quarterback situation and the awkwardness of the whole deal. Carson Wentz looks like he's going to be having surgery some point soon. J.J. McCarthy, hey, he practiced all week long. He's going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday. We'll see what J.J. McCarthy can do. But, man, I don't know if I want to be taking 8.5. And I'm not even sure if I want to lay 8.5. That just seems like the right number to me. And I think people are just kind of getting a little bit too crazy with the massive movement in fading Minnesota. Like, to me, I actually don't have a strong opinion about this game. I think, if anything, you can tease the Detroit Lions down to 2.5, which is a much different number than the 8.5. And that's how I would look to bet it, because I think the Lions are going to win, but I don't know if they're going to cover 8.5, since Minnesota might be getting a little bit healthier, especially a defense with Andrew Van Ginkel coming back, and they might be able to have both of their offensive tackles in Christian Darrisaw and Brian O'Neill. Those guys might be able to play. KOC seemed optimistic about their availability. So if those guys go, you know, I think maybe the Minnesota Vikings actually have a fighting chance against the rival Detroit Lions. Real quick in college football before we bring on Tyler Morales and Jake Hassan to give out their World Series bets. Fifth most popular bet is Cincinnati plus 10. Fourth most popular is Rice plus 14. I actually like the Rice bet tonight, the old sandwich spot against Memphis. Third most popular, Texas laying 2.5 against Vandy. Second most popular is Tennessee laying 2.5 against Oklahoma. And then the most popular bet over at BetMGM is Ohio State laying 19.5 against Penn State. I don't like the side in that game. I like the under. I don't know how Penn State scores, but I don't think Ohio State is going to be lighting up that Penn State defense either. So give me the under between Ohio State and Penn State. But let's bring on our baseball aficionado, Jake Hassan, and Tyler Morales to give us their best bets for tonight's Game 6 in the World Series. Jake, we'll give you first word as our baseball guy on the program. Do the Blue Jays get it done and close out the Dodgers tonight, or do we get a Game 7 Saturday night?
I'm going to do my best Family Feud here. I think the Dodgers win tonight. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is on an insane run. Madison Bumgarner, 2016. Steven Strasburg, 2019. I think the Dodgers win tonight, and I think they win tomorrow, too. I still think they win the series. If you have nothing on the Dodgers or you want to hedge some Blue Jays, I think 2-1 series price is not a bad bet.
Hell yeah. Wow. That would be a heartbreaker for Rob Pizzola and all of our friends who are Toronto Blue Jays fans. Tyler, do you agree, or do you think the Blue Jays get this thing done? Oh, Tyler, you're muted. We do not have audio for Tyler Morales. Big Brother's cutting him off here. we do not. Maybe we'll get Tyler's audio at some point later on in the program. I'm assuming we'll have it for when Nick Costos is money, when he's making that impassioned plea to get his $20 Rico Hoey bet in. But yeah, we'll hear from Tyler later on to see who he likes. But Jake is rolling with the Dodgers and Yamamoto tonight and tomorrow night in a Game 7 at the Rogers Center. Nick Costos joins us next on the other side to recap what we saw last night, Thursday Night Football, with the Ravens win over the Miami Dolphins.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount+.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.